Dear Diary, boy, are we in a heap of trouble. It started last week when my friend Tony Maselli was enlisted to fight Medicare cutbacks.
Me in Washington?
You know, a young man like you representing us would really shake Washington up.
Tony was so nervous about his speech to Congress, he lost a whole night's sleep. No, I mean, make that two nights sleep.
Tony Maselli, get in this bed.
Unfortunately, it made him kind of ornery.
The point is, you've all become a bunch of selfish fat cats who've lost touch with the people.
And a little loony.
That's all, folks.
And he hasn't woke up since.
Shouldn't we wake Dad?
He's been out for 18 hours.
If I slept that long, they'd be checking me for my vital signs.
Billy, turn off the television and come have breakfast.
But I want to watch Billy.
Honey, you can't. He's still sleeping.
No, he's not. He's tap dancing on TV.
And there I am. Oh, my Lord, my fly's open.
Oh, wow. Good morning, everybody. It was a cloud with the two left feet.
Wait a minute. What am I doing on TV?
It's C-SPAN. They cover Congress.
And the occasional hoofing buffoon.
There's one more thing I have to say. Angela and I did not sleep together last night.
Please, could you change that? It was bad enough the first time.
Angela, yo no dormimos juntos anoche.
Boy, when I mess up, I really do it big, huh? I mean, first I make a fool of myself and... And worst of all, I let down all the senior citizens.
I thought you were great, Tony.
Really? Well, thank you, Billy.
I didn't know you could speak Spanish.
Jonathan.
I got him.
I got it. Hello? Yes, it is. May I ask who's calling?
Dad, it's Senator Weber.
Oh, I don't want to talk to that guy. He's just going to chew me out about my speech.
Well, what do I say?
Say anything.
He went to France. Yeah, I could take a message.
You thought his speech was terrific?
That he was a beacon in the night? A giant among men?
Give me that. Bonjour! Beacon speaking.
Well, that's very nice of you to say, Senator. Why, I think you got the wrong guy. Really? Oh, thank you, sir. Yes, sir, I'll be here, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye, sir.
His aides on the way up. They want me to help them lobby against the Medicare cuts.
They want you? Are you sure they're on our side?
Tony, I think you should work with the senator.
Oh, come on, Angela. I'll probably just do more harm than good.
Tony, your country needs you.
Oh, please. My country needs me.
Hello. I'm Christine Morrison, and I'm from Senator Weber's office. And I hope we can persuade you to work with us.
My country, 'tis of thee.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. To you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awake to a brand new life, a brand new life, a brand new life around the bend.
Oh, come in, please, come in, come in. Christine, this is Angela.
Hello.
And that's her mother, Mona, and that's my daughter, Samantha. Oh, and this here is Chappie.
I'm a Scorpio.
Really? Mr. Maselli, your speech touched a lot of people, including me. You really made an impression.
So did his face when it hit the floor.
Mother, please, won't you sit down?
Overnight, you have become the Medicare media darling.
Oh,
you're kidding. My grandmother knitted you this.
Oh, well, it's very nice. I'll wear it proudly.
Actually, it's a toilet paper cover.
Oh, well, good, because, you know, if there's one thing I hate, it's cold toilet paper.
Tony, we would love to have you on our team. There's a strategy luncheon today, congressmen, lobbyists, and hopefully you.
Oh, me at a power lunch? I wouldn't know what to say, you know. I'm just an ordinary housekeeper from Connecticut.
I would hardly call you ordinary. A junior at Ridgemont College. Student teacher.
Yes.
Volunteer fireman. Played for the St. Louis Cardinals for 2 seasons minus 2 weeks for a pulled groin muscle, May, 73.
Hey, you know, that's all healed now. Look, it works good.
Face it, Tony, you have natural charisma. Am I right?
Yeah.
See? Now, I have a limo downstairs, and I can brief you on the way.
Wow, a limo, huh? Really? Oh, but I can't because I promised Andrew and the kids I'd take him to the Smithsonian.
Well, I guess it's just you and me, Christine. Did I mention I'm an Aquarius?
Tony, you have to go. You have to. It's why we came here.
Oh, you think so, really?
Dad, it's a chance of a lifetime.
Oh, okay, hey, I'll do it.
Great, shall we?
Oh, after you. Oh, and Angel, look, I'll meet you at the Smithsonian at 2, right by Fonzie's Jack.
Okay.
Oh, a limo. You know what I like best about a limo?
What?
I don't know, I've never been in one.
Oh,
okay. Bye-bye. Bye, Sam.
Bye-bye.
Museum. It's huge.
I feel like I walked 400 miles.
Huh. You think we're in bad shape? Those dinosaurs were alive when they started the tour.
Here, give me, I'll take them.
All right, carefully, sticky.
Okay, I'll hose them down.
Oh,
wait.
Oh, got it?
Yeah. Oh, my beautiful new blouse.
Broke my heel.
The end of a perfect day.
Really?
Oh, are there any messages?
No, I don't see the light flashing.
It's not like Tony not to call. I hope he's doing okay.
Oh, Chrissy, you're such a nut.
Well, looks like he's doing okay to me.
Tony, where were you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Enzo, but I was such a hit at the lunch that they invited me to this private club.
He was fabulous.
Guess who I got to meet? General Colin Powell. And guess what he called me? Tony.
Imagine that.
Those are new clothes, aren't they?
Yes, I took Tony shopping for a power outfit.
Oh, it was incredible, Angela. It was like a whirlwind of jackets, ties, and shirts. I felt like Pretty Woman.
Oh, that's probably the office confirming our meeting for tomorrow. Busy, busy, busy.
Yuppie, yuppie, yuppie.
Tony, you're meeting with Christine again tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, she invited me to this very important meeting. It's about the Medicare cuts, and the press is going to be there.
Tony, they approved your helicopter ride.
Oh, boy, a chopper!
It's fun.
Oh. Hey, wait a minute. I better go moose my hair. You know how I look when I get out of a convertible.
Oh, baby. I'll be back.
I have to tell you, Tony is a breath of fresh air.
Yes, isn't he?
You don't meet a lot of people like him up on the hill. Everyone is so jaded, jumping from one glamorous affair to another. You're so lucky you don't have to go through that.
Well, you know, it's very hard to be glamorous with kids around.
Well, I've always wanted to have a family, but with my career, there's no way.
Not everyone can handle having both, but I have a family and a big ad agency in New York. Works out great.
Well, I'm sure I could handle that, too, if I had a guy like Tony.
Oh, hey. get that bird in the air.
Oh, and if Senator Vassal happens to call, here's the number for my portable phone. Thank you.
Hey, Angela, look. I'll try to get the pilot to buzz the hotel, okay? Go by the window. Go by the window.
Okay. Yes.
Angela, who are you calling?
I'm sending 100 pizzas to her purse.
This is only one of three White House kitchens. And it's not unusual to find President Bush himself grabbing an occasional snack from the refrigerator.
Look, it's him, it's President Bush.
Oh, no way, I have to get a picture.
Dad.
Hey, guys, what do you say? Small world, huh? Hey, come on in. Make yourselves at home. Oh, it's okay. Leo, there with me. Come on in.
Tony, what are you doing in the presidential kitchen?
Well, Christine had a great idea. You know, I mean, I'm a housekeeper, right? So what better place for a photo shoot than the presidential kitchen?
I'm hungry.
Oh, you are you? Well, that's good, because right over there in that other freezer are some terrific pudding pops. Go ahead, go have some. Quail won't mind.
Tony, you're having your picture taken with President Bush?
Close. Millie.
The president's dog?
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Millie will get me publicity. And when Tony Maselli gets publicity, Medicare cuts get publicity. Watch this great trick I taught her. You ready? You ready for this? Millie.
Democrat. Good girl.
Look who's here. Invited the whole family down, did you?
No, actually, we were on the tour, and we'd be happy to get out of your way.
Well, hey, let me put my jet on.
Here, let me help you with that.
Oh, sure.
Too tight?
No, siree.
Tony, we're going to go back and catch up with the rest of the tour.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, Tony. Okay, guys, see you later.
We'll see you back at the hotel for dinner. Yeah.
Remember, we've got dinner right after that interview tonight.
Oh, that's right.
Be right back.
Okay.
What dinner? What interview?
Christine got me booked on the Capital Group.
Oh, the TV show.
Yeah. And then there's this big dinner afterwards. And guess who I may finally get to meet?
Diane Sawyer. Sununu.
Well, that's great, Tony. I guess you'll finally have an opportunity to discuss the Medicare cutbacks on the TV show.
Yes, definitely. Although, you know, they want me to talk about myself, you know, growing up in Brooklyn, playing pro ball. Hey, you know what I'll do? I'll tell them that story about when the guys put my supporter in the freezer. I still get chills.
I don't believe it.
Well, that's because you're not a guy, Andrew. It's cold.
You've completely forgotten why you've come here. You've adopted the same fat cat mentality that you were railing against in Congress.
That's ridiculous, Angela. I still have the values of a common man. Ooh, pate, my fave.
Oh, excuse me. What was I thinking? Pate, my fave. Photo shoots, fancy dinners, riding around in Christine's limo. Sounds pretty common to me.
So that's what this is all about, huh? You just can't stand the fact that I'm spending all my time with her.
Oh, please, Tony, I don't trust her. She's a user. She's manipulative. I don't like her, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't believe me, you don't believe me. You are nothing but a Democrat.
No, Millie, no. I'm a Republican.
Angela, you're not ready.
I just think I'm going to stay, and I have a little something planned for dinner.
Angela.
What?
Well, yes, this is a good way to lure Tony away from Christine. Gain 150 pounds.
I'm hungry, okay?
Angela, you are regressing. You have not pigged out like this since your divorce.
I wasn't that bad.
You ate your settlement.
Angela, food is not the answer. Believe me, when Matt and I broke up, I tried eating. And oh, sure, it made me feel better for a little while. But eventually, I had to deal with the fact that I would never see him again. You want those fries?
Come here, miss tons of fun. Sit down. Angela, let me be blunt. This Christine is young, gorgeous, sexy, and smart.
I feel so much better. You can go now.
Angela, if you don't want to lose Tony, you better do something.
Oh, please. This is not the first time some pretty girl has flirted with him. He always comes back.
And what are you going to do if one day he doesn't come back?
Angela,
when was the last time you told Tony how you feel about him?
I don't have to tell him. He knows.
Wrong. You do have to tell him. And then you have to show him. And after that, you have to tell him what you just showed him. Come on, let's face it, dear. Men are stupid.
Oh, thank you.
How you doing, Tony? Nervous?
No, you're kidding. I'm... Oh, wow. Nice threads. And very few of them.
It's just my regulation party uniform.
Where do you hang the canteen?
Mr. Maselli, may I borrow your face for a minute?
Oh, yeah, sure, sweetheart. But, hey, listen, go easy on that dark blush. I've oftentimes been told I'm an autumn person.
Yeah, I see the leaves are starting to turn.
Everybody's a comedian.
Okay, here are some clever ad-libs the staff wrote up for the interview.
Oh, okay, good. Let me see here. Oh, that's good. I'm funny. That's good. Oh, wait a minute. Tony Maselli would never say something like this. Give this back to the staff. Tell him to punch it up and tell him, remember, common man. Oh, sweetheart, one second. Think you could pluck my eyebrows right in here, please? Right there, yeah. Let's see what else we got here. Uh-huh. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's real good. Oh, wait a minute. Now, this sounds like I'm for the cuts.
Well, you are.
What? Ow!
Would you mind leaving us alone for just a minute?
Yes, and could you leave my eyebrow? No, give me, please. Christine, what's going on here?
Senator Weber owes another very powerful senator a favor. So we're repaying that favor by changing our vote.
What do you mean? We're just going to flip-flop just like that?
That's politics.
Well, that stinks. I mean, don't you care about all those senior citizens out there?
Of course. But we'll find another way to help them. If you just play the game, remember, one hand washes the other.
Yeah, well, at least when my hands wash each other, they're clean.
Tony, if you don't go along with this, you'll be throwing it all away. The limousines.
I don't care.
The helicopter rides.
Big deal.
Diane Sawyer.
No Diane Sawyer?
Tony, I like you. And I think we work great together. And I'm not just talking professionally.
Oh, and I guess I'd be giving that up too, huh? Well, I'm sorry, Christine.
Me too. Tony, you're off the show. Let me guess. You're here on a tour.
No. I'm here to see Tony. I've got a news flash for you, Christine. I know you're after him. You're not going to get him. Tony and I are good together, and nobody, especially you, is going to get in the way. Do I make myself perfectly clear?
You can have him. I just told him I'm never going to see him again.
Oh.
We changed our vote, and he wouldn't. So I had to play hardball.
I see.
What are you doing?
Playing hardball. It's for you. Hi.
Hi, Angela. It's all over.
I heard. You must be pretty upset.
It shows, huh?
Yes. Your mascara's running.
You were right. I let it get to my head. I mean, you tried to warn me, but I was seduced by the glamour, the power, the limos.
The legs.
I didn't even notice.
She has knobby knees.
No, she doesn't.
I'm sorry you're not going to get to be on the TV show.
Well, hey, that's life in Washington, you know? But I'll tell you something. I'm not going to stop fighting the Medicare cuts. I'm going to write a letter to every one of them senators.
That's the Tony I didn't sleep with.
Come on, Angela. Huh? Let's get out of here. I've had my fill of the hill.
Tony?
Yeah.
This, one thing.
I know, I know. Too much blush. I look cheap.
You know how I feel about you, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. You know how, you feel, you know? Yeah, sure. How do you feel?
Well, I like you.
That's good, Angela, because I like you too.
Oh, good. Well, I just figured I hadn't told you in a while.
Oh, okay, good. What was that for?
Well, I told you, and now I'm showing you.
Oh, I guess it's like that game, show and tell. Yeah. That's good, you know, good, because I like that game, yeah.
Me too. Maybe we should play it more often.